Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. How are you doing? You're in the future, okay? Currently, you are in the future from me, and it is an important future to be in. Please tell me what's going on. I'm recording this on Monday, a day before the election. I have no idea what's going on out there. It is Wednesday when you're hearing this. Where are we at? What happened? I'm in the past. Please let me out of this glass box. I don't know what's going on. If I was a betting woman, and I am on the football, on the NFL, I would say Kamala is going to win. That's my guess. As someone from the past who does not know what's going on in the future over there on Wednesday, I'm pretty confident that Kamala is going to win. I know you could bet on the election. I almost did. And then I said, what are you doing, Heather? Keep it to NFL games. Let's not bet on democracy. I had to check myself real quick there and did not bet on the election. But if I was going to bet on the election, I would say Kamala would win. Am I right? Do we know? It's Wednesday. Do we know? I know election day. I can't imagine we'd know any news. And I couldn't record this on Tuesday. I couldn't even. I'm going to be out of town, so I have to do it today. And it's a weird time to record. I almost was like, should I skip a week? Because, you know, I'm going to be missing out on a lot of fresh news in regards to the election. You know what's going on. I don't. I'm in the dark, so I can't speak much. I'm speaking about from the past. The election is here and it's maybe done. Do we know who's president, guys? Is America on fire? Or are we rejoicing in the streets? It really could go either way. I don't know. I'm very happy that it's almost over. We may not know a winner until this weekend, maybe. I don't know. It's very hard to speak on it. But from my standpoint, the day before the election, I'm just glad that it's almost over. I did early voting. I stood in line for an hour. A lot of people are like, you should have just mailed in your ballot. But I don't trust the mail. I want to see my ballot get sucked up by that machine. I just want to be sure. I don't know what that is, because I'm not a control freak in any other aspect of my life. But when it comes to, I don't want to mail in a ballot. Did you hear my like upstate New York accent come out when I say ballot? Ballot. Ballot. That's so upstate New York. Sometimes it's still in me. You know, it's the trauma of upstate New York, ballot. We're very nasally people, I'm sorry. I come from a very nasally people. But yeah, I just never wanted to mail in the ballot because I don't trust it. Have you met a mailman? Have you ever met a mailman? I don't, they're freaks. I don't trust them. What do you mean you're handling my mail? I'll trust you to like deliver me spam. That's all I get in my mailbox anyways, is just spam. Just antique spam. You know, that's all that I'm getting in the mail. You have your spam on your email address and your email account in your inbox. You've got that spam. And then in my mailbox, I've got, you know, old school spam, which is just some pizza shop I've never heard of that's in my city. That's like, hey, order from us now. You get $10 off eventually. That's all I get in my mail. But I don't trust the mail-in ballot. Good for you if you did it. I have to go there. I just got to fill out my vote. I've got to make sure it gets sucked up by the machine. They handed me the I voted sticker. I said, what am I, 7? Get this out of here. They handed me the sticker. I just put it in the trash. I don't need a sticker. Please. I feel like I'm, you know, it feels a little special needs. And that's great. That's great. But I don't need a sticker. Don't give me a sticker. They gave my fiance went to early vote before me. And she got a wristband, like she was going into a fucking club. I was like, what the fuck? She got like a cool ass I voted wristband and probably, you know, a tab of acid. I don't know. I got a fucking I voted sticker. And I proceeded to, and also it took place in a library. I went to early vote in a library. It all felt like I was just 7 years old again. You know, the only thing we were missing was like a giant life-size Arthur. You know, Arthur the Aardvark. They needed a giant Arthur mascot to be like, keep going. You're almost at the front to vote. I stood in line for an hour, but it went by. It was a little cold outside, but I brought my AirPods because Lily, my fiance, she's like, yeah, I waited in line for an hour. So just, you know, just prepare for that. So I brought my AirPods. I was watching TikToks for an hour. I was going to do that at home anyways. I'll stand in line for democracy. I was watching TikToks for an hour. I had my AirPods in. And by the time I looked up, I caught up on all the Molly Rutter TikToks because I'm obsessed with her. If you don't know who she is, get with it. She's another upstate queen. She says, bail it. And I watched TikToks. And then, you know, by the time I looked up, I was ready to vote. It was great. I walked on out and some guy said, you look familiar. And I said, yes, I'm Oprah. I'm surprised that he recognized me, to be honest, because I had just a hat and sunglasses on. So that's really, that shocked me. That actually shocked. I was like, did I pay you to say that? What do you mean? How do you recognize me? He was like, why are you here? I was like, what do you mean? I'm here. I'm queer. I'm voting. I think he was just surprised to see a lot of people that recognize me in Kentucky, wherever I'm at. They're like, why are you here? And that's a valid question. I ask myself that every morning. Why am I here? But yeah, I early voted. I just like it better. I kind of wish they would offer fast passes because I've never been in an early vote line that long. But that's a good sign. I mean, you're in the future. Is it a good sign? The amount of women that came out to early vote, that to me seems like a good sign. The women are outnumbering men in early voting, which to me screams layoff of our reproductive rights. I just wish that they would offer a fast pass. I would pay $100 just to skip the line. But then, you know, it feels a little classist. But it's also like, hey, baby, capitalism. That's what America runs off of, capitalism. Offer those fast passes. Have the money go back into, you know, the city. Sponsor school lunches with the fast pass money that I pay to get to the head of the line so I can vote early. They didn't have a fast pass. I posted that on Instagram. I said they should have a fast pass for these fucking long early voting lines. And someone's like, everyone responded with, well, just mail in your ballot. Just mail it in. I'm like, I don't trust the mail. I don't trust the USPS. Sorry. They lose everything. I don't even know how they're still funded. I mean, it's like that. The USPS and firefighters are the only socialist programs, and the library are the only socialist programs left in this country. And I trust firefighters more. I just don't trust my mail. I just don't think that it, who, and then somebody's going to open it. And what if they go, yeah, fuck you. I'm voting for the other person. Fuck you. And they just throw it out. I don't trust it. Maybe that's me being a freak, but like, I need to see the machine suck up my ballot. After that, it's beyond me. But, you know, we'll see what happens. You guys know what happens. So it's very hard for me to talk about this election. I think I'm just going to stop because it's old news for you, number one, hopefully. Hopefully we're still not counting votes on Wednesday, are we? Well, wait, that makes sense. We'd still be counting votes. I'm hoping they just call the president like at 9 a.m. Tuesday. They're like, we've seen enough. Come up here, Harris. Here's my prediction. If Trump loses, I don't see him going quietly. That's not a very brazen prediction. That's a very obvious prediction. This could take months. If he loses, he'll you know, go crazy. His followers will go a bit crazy. He'll want to say stolen election. He's not going to go quietly into the night. Where do you think January 6th is going to take place this year, guys? Boca Raton? Maybe somewhere warm? Maybe they're gonna cause a riot at the Sphere. They're just going to pop the Sphere and it's going to deflate like a balloon. Where do you think they're going to put January 6th this year? Maybe a Chuck E. Cheese in like Oklahoma? That'd be fun. Riot the Chuck E. Cheese, Jan Sixers. I'm excited to see where January 6th will take place this year. I think the White House is so played out. They already did that. The Capitol, they did that. They got to do something more fun. Maybe Mar-a-Lago. Maybe they'll all just go and swing at Mar-a-Lago for January 6th. It won't even be violent. They'll just go swing. You know, do some meth at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know. That's about as much election as I can talk about because, once again, it's a dumb thing to talk about right now because you know way more than me. You know way more than I do. I'm sitting here on Monday and you're sitting over there on Wednesday. You just, or whatever day. Maybe you're listening to this months in advance, months later because you just found this podcast. Where have you been, by the way? But that's, you know, we'll see. I'm not too concerned about it. There were some fun rumors. Did you hear the Tamron Hall rumor about Trump? I saw this for like a day on TikTok. Everyone was talking about it, and then it kind of just like dissipated, and I didn't know. Let me tell you this rumor here. Rumors of an alleged affair between Donald Trump and Tamron Hall resurfaced. So once they surfaced, then they went back down like a goddamn whale. Okay. Days before the U.S. election, rumors of an alleged past affair between former President Donald Trump and journalist Tamron Hall have resurfaced. Now, you know I went on her show. I'll give you the tea in 1 second. Okay, so the claims were highlighted in an October 29th. God, you remember October? October 29th article. It was highlighted on Interesting Mysteries, written by journalist J.K. Trotter. No relation to Rowling. Why would it be? It's just the first name that's the same. Come on, Heather. Okay, according to Trotter, what if Trotter's just a horse? How funny would that be, just to be a horse journalist?
I'm J.K. Trotter.
Okay. The alleged relationship between Trump and Hall, a former Today Show co-host, was known to several NBC journalists back in 2016. The article asserts that these journalists discovered evidence suggesting Tamron Hall may have become pregnant from the alleged affair and later had an abortion. The article also references an incident where anonymous users on the web forum 4chan, all right, reportedly accessed voicemails. I don't really care about the voicemails. I heard the supposed voicemails from Tamron Hall, and they're really not damning evidence or anything. It's like 2015, 2014, 2016, whenever, calling up Trump and being like, hey, Donald, it's T. Hall. Thanks for your Gucci discount. It's not like she's like, hey, daddy, I miss you and your micro penis. Stick it in my ass next time, Dad. You know, it's just, it's very like, hey, Donald, it's T. Hall. Everybody is just kind of friends. Before Trump's presidency, it seemed like people were just friends with Trump. He was just a businessman in New York who he was a reality star, and he's been around forever. And I don't think he was touted as like the evil dictator he is now. People were kind of, they put up with Trump. They knew he was kind of scummy, but what businessman in New York City isn't? You know, it was kind of that thing. And, you know, Trump really just, he decided to ruin his decent reputation by joining politics. So in 2017, Tamron Hall unexpectedly left NBC and MSNBC shortly after Trump's inauguration without providing a detailed reason for her departure. And later that year, she began dating a guy who she married. Neither Hall nor Trump has publicly commented on the resurfaced allegations, and NBC has not addressed the claims. So they're not addressing the claims. This rumor may be so wild that it's like, yeah, we're not even going to pay attention to that. I think that they don't have any solid proof. I don't know if these rumors are real. It's a wild rumor to think of Tamron Hall letting Donald Trump enter her physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever, mostly physically. It's a wild rumor. And then for to go even further and her be like, oh, I got to get an abortion because Donald Trump knocked me up. What? You know that man's not blasting anything but dust. There's no sperm coming out. No active sperm. That sperm's retired. That sperm was once working back in the 70s, bitch. It is now retired. I don't think, what was that? Almost 10 years ago, he would have been in his late 60s. Come on. I don't really believe this rumor. I think it's fun. She left NBC. She left the Today Show. She went on to get her own daytime TV show that I was on as a guest. And I don't think that... is her daytime TV show on... What network is it on? Tamron Hall Show. I don't even know. The Tamron Hall Show is on... I don't know. I wish there was just an answer. What's the network that the Tamron Hall Show is on? Network, let's see. Isn't it like ABC, NBC? It's not NBC. If it's not NBC, then that would make sense. It's on ABC. Okay, so it's not an NBC-affiliated show. So my response, my argument was going to be, well, she got a daytime talk show on the same network. If anything goofy happened, why would they offer a daytime talk show? But, you know, she's on a different network. I don't know. I'm not going to believe the rumors, but I also don't put anything past anybody who is famous. They're all crazy. When I was on the Tamron Hall Show, nothing but nice words to say about Tamron Hall. She was extremely kind. There was no diva behavior from Tamron Hall. None at all. And I would absolutely tell the truth. I promise. I think I'm on the Patreon. I've talked about being on her show. Join the Patreon. Patreon.com/HeatherShawComedy. She was not a diva. She was very nice. She was very smiley. You know, it wasn't a show where it was full of celebrities. It was a doppelganger show, a fun little Friday show that she put together, her producers put together. The one thing I will say about her show that I really enjoyed was like 90 to 95% of the people working behind the scenes were women, which I love. I love that. It's fun. It's good to see a show run by a woman that is also produced and staffed by women. There were some men there, but they were all gay, so they count. I really enjoyed that. I don't think there was a straight man around. I mean, and that's why everybody was all smiles and giggles and having fun. The only person who was kind of a bitch was the like the show producer, and she had to be. You have to be. You're herding sheep all day. You're just like, you come here. You, Tamron, you got to step on that. All right, now we're coming back from commercial in 5 seconds. Everybody shut the fuck up. And then you're going to clap. You know, it's very high energy, intense energy. But she had to be a bitch. That's her job. She's a wrangler. She's just the project manager. She's got to make everything falls into pieces, because if it doesn't, it comes back on her. So she was kind of intense. But everybody else was amazing, including Tamron Hall. So I have nothing bad to say about her. It's just a fun little rumor. And the fact that nobody's responding to it, it's a smart move from a publicity standpoint. You know, you don't want to address anything, especially if it's not true. And even if it is true, you still don't address it. It'll probably get swept under the rug because we're right by election time. You know, if this story came out and there's no hard evidence, you're going to get overshadowed by the election. So that's just a fun rumor, I think, that probably isn't true. And if it is, we'll never know, you know. But imagine if she kept that baby, huh? Imagine if she kept that little Hall Trump. I don't think she was actually pregnant. Don't worry. That's just a fun little rooms. Quincy Jones has died. Old news, right? From you in the future. You're over there on a Wednesday morning. What's it like? Are we okay? Please. Okay. I'll shut up about being in the past. Quincy Jones died. You know, he was 91 years old. I saw an article that was like, Quincy Jones died. The cause of death has not been released. He was 91 years old. Can we stop with that shit? When anybody in their 80s and 90s dies, can we not be like, yeah, he died because he's a fucking old fart. He died because he was around. He was born when women couldn't vote. You know, he died because he lived through Prince, Michael Jackson, everybody that you've ever loved's music in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and today. Yeah, I just like that they're like, yeah, 91-year-old Quincy Jones died. No cause of death. I'll tell you the cause of death. His fucking heart gave out. He's old. You know? Let him rest. I think Quincy Jones's last words were free Diddy. Ooh, nope. No, that's a joke. I don't think he was really with Diddy. I think that was more Clive Davis. Clive Davis is being accused. Is Clive Davis dead? He should be dead as fuck. Let's see. Is Clive Davis, he's got to be dead. He'd be in that cell with Diddy. Clive Davis was Diddy's mentor. Is Clive Davis still alive? He can't be. No way. He's still alive? Lock him up. He was born in 1932 and this motherfucker's heart's still beating. He allegedly took out Whitney Houston. If he didn't kill her directly, he did it through, you know, his unlove in actions. His evil actions. Apparently, allegedly, Clive Davis is like P. Diddy's biggest role model. And like, what's a word for that? Like when you he took him under his wing. He's still alive. God damn. See, this is why God's not real. Because Clive Davis is walking around. Whitney Houston is dead. You know what I mean? I don't think Quincy Jones was connected to P. Diddy like that. I did see some comments on TikTok when I saw the news on TikTok that Quincy Jones had died. Somebody said, wow, perfect timing. Decided to die right when Diddy got locked up. Like, as if he was like, all right, I've seen enough. He's 91. He just died. He's old. It's not like he saw Diddy locked up and was freaking out. He probably didn't even know Diddy was locked up. He's 91. What 90-year-old do you know is up on anything? Other than their medications and sleep. If you're 90, you're sleeping like a dog. You're down 16 hours a day. You know, you get up, you eat something, you walk around, get a drink of water, and then you're back down. And I love Rashida Jones, by the way. So, I mean, he really, he did good with her. She's a great actress. I love her. And I'm thinking of her. But I don't think Quincy Jones had any real connections to P. Diddy. I mean, there's photographs of him with P. Diddy, but like everybody had photographs of P. Diddy. You know, you're at a celebrity and at an event, you're going to take photos together. But I don't think, I really don't think that he's connected to connected to P. Diddy as much as Clive Davis is. Clive Davis, that old fucking gross. I'm going to do a deep dive on Clive Davis. I can't really speak on it right now. I just like, it's a thing of like, yeah, I've heard things about Clive Davis, but I don't know, like, I got to get deeper into it. There are a lot of rumors that Clive Davis was, you know, treated Whitney Houston horribly, horrifically. He was a very powerful man and just kind of used people as pawns or like used them up. You know, I'm sure that he told Whitney Houston she couldn't be out and proud, gay or bi, because she had that relationship with that woman, Robin. I'm sure he was like, you got to keep that to a shout, Whitney. You can't be a faggot in the 80s. Are you crazy? You got to suck dick. But I don't know enough about Clive Davis. And honestly, I don't really want to. My question is, where the fuck is P. Diddy's mugshot? Like, I'm starting to get a little concerned. Is P. Diddy in prison? I'm really like, where the fuck is his mugshot? Can somebody who knows law better than me, which is almost all of you, can somebody who's familiar with this, why has there not been a mugshot released? Is it because it's a federal case that you don't need a mugshot? I feel like I've seen federal cases have mugshots, you know? Did Epstein have a mugshot, though? These are the questions I have that make me go, what's really going on here? What's really going on? Is Diddy somewhere on an island right now? That makes me a little nervous. Is he just parked somewhere enjoying his days and going, yeah, everybody in America thinks I'm in that Brooklyn prison, but that's insane. I would never do that. Because I'm seeing stories. You hear all these stories. P. Diddy's in prison. His birthday, he's going to spend his birthday in prison. He's going to spend Halloween in prison. You know, his meal on his birthday is offered. The meal choices for him are cheese, pizza, salad, or pasta. That's all he's got to choose. He's in prison. But it's like, yeah, but is he in prison? Have we seen, I think we've seen sketches from him in court. Have we seen any, you can't take pictures? I need to see hard proof that he's in prison. I'm getting a little concerned. But maybe I'm just being kooky. But I'm just like, where's the mugshot? Why is there's not really solid proof. And don't tell me a courtroom drawing is enough proof. I need to see him sitting there. You know, I just haven't seen anything really. And that's interesting. Hopefully he's rotting away, but I don't know. He had so many connections and so much money. I just feel like something's a little fishy there. And you know me as a lesbian. I love a good fishy story. Okay. Drake is back-ish. And he's being a little bitch, which isn't surprising. I am not the biggest Drake fan. Some of his music I like because it's simply bops. They're simply very good songs. But if it was anybody singing it, I would say the same thing. I am very much for separating the art from the artist. So when I hear a Drake song, I get a little like, I usually like, even if I hear an R. Kelly song, I won't cringe. I'll just be like, oh yeah, vibing around, like whatever. But when I hear Drake songs now, I still kind of cringe. I'm still like, oh, this is kind of like, he's such a dork. He's such a dork. He's so dorky and cringy. Drake showed up to a basketball game and was just proceeding to be a fucking dweeb. This big, you know, he's got his braids on. He showed up to a, what was the game? A Sacramento Kings game playing in Toronto against the Raptors. Yeah, the Toronto Raptors. Drake sat courtside at this game in Toronto because that's where he lives. How hard of a rapper can you be if you're from Toronto? Let's forget Drake's past as a fucking actor, a Degrassi actor, a child actor. You can't be hard from Toronto, Canada. You can't be hard from Canada. I'm sorry. There, now the Canadians understand what I'm saying. I'm sorry. You can't be hard from... You just can't. It's like, I know that there's probably rough areas in Canada, obviously. There's rough areas everywhere. But it's like saying like, yeah, I'm from the mean streets of Wyoming. It's like, okay, cowboy, calm the fuck down. You know, I'm sure there's really rough areas in Wyoming, but it's like... you can't be a fucking gangster from South Dakota. You know, it's just, it doesn't work. It's the same vibe with Canada, no matter what. But so Drake has beef with one of the players who's a former Toronto Raptor player. His name is DeMar DeRozan. Great name. Love it. DeMar DeRozan. Great. DeMar DeRozan, during the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef, sided with Kendrick Lamar because DeMar DeRozan is from Compton, California. And, you know, he has good taste. So he's going to side with Kendrick Lamar. And Drake doesn't like that, you know. But now DeMar DeRozan plays for the Sacramento Kings. So DeMar DeRozan's new team, Sacramento Kings, they were in Toronto playing the Raptors. And Drake showed up like a fucking gay-ass loser dork and just, like, mean-mugged DeMar DeRozan from the sideline the whole game and just said things under his breath and was just staring him down like a hurt puppy. Like, bro, you are going to a professional basketball event and thinking that you have anything on a professional athlete. You're a 38-year-old loser. You are you could not run a mile in 10 minutes, buddy. You are so out of breath. You know what I mean? All you're doing all day is taking selfies and texting teenagers and grooming them. You think that you can go toe-to-toe with a fucking professional athlete? You know, it's just dorky shit. He's got this huge fucking jacket on, like this camo fluff jacket. He just looks so gay. It's like a theater actor showing up and being like, yeah, I'm going to take that basketball, play it down. Yeah, mean mug him. I'm going to say, get out of here, pussy, under my breath. DeMar DeRozan could cave your fucking face in, Drake. You're almost 40 years old. Do you have anything better to do with your time than to sit courtside and look mean towards one of the players you don't like because they sided with Kendrick Lamar? Hey, buddy, I'm sure most of the people on that court like Kendrick Lamar's not like us more than anything that you came back with in that beef. And then Drake hopped on the announcer's broadcast, and he was like, if Toronto ever puts up a DeMar DeRozan banner, I'm going to go up there and pull it down myself. Okay, Drake. Okay, buddy, you keep saying that. Drake is the definition of a pussy. You know what I mean? He is a cosplaying actor from Canada who has taken on the role of a gangster rapper out of nowhere. He used to make dance songs. He used to make little fun little bops. And now he's like, yeah, no, I'm hard. I'm Drake. I'm hard. My real name's Aubrey. Girl, sit down. Go get your nails painted somewhere, bitch. I just wanted to squash this beef by having Drake just do sprints against DeMar DeRozan and see who vomits first. It'll be Drake. Like it's giving like fat men in the comments under a Caitlin Clark post that are like, this girl sucks. It's like, bro, you literally have diabetes type 2 right now. You're developing diabetes type 2. You have a membership to McDonald's. You have the app on your phone and you have so many points that you could probably get 17 free meals today. And you want to say that Caitlin Clark sucks? It's that same energy, like that Drake would go to a professional athlete's game and be like, you're a pussy. Like, shut the fuck up, Drake. I'm so over Drake. I can't wait for him to go back in hiding after the Super Bowl. Because, you know, Kendrick Lamar is going to be performing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. And you know he's going to play Not Like Us to millions of viewers. You know, it'll probably be the Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens, hopefully. I want that Super Bowl to happen. Can that even be possible? I'm a football fan, but I'm not... yeah, I can. Can that be possible at the Super Bowl, though? I have to... Yeah, it can. Yeah, I want him to shut Drake down. And I think after the Super Bowl, which is one of the most viewed events for sporting, in sporting history, and it will be if the Chiefs go, because they're going to be potentially winning their third Super Bowl, which has never been done before, a three-peat, third in a row. You know, I can't wait for Kendrick Lamar to just shame this man again on public TV, on TV that is so public that millions and millions and millions of people are seeing it, and then it will be clipped. Drake, go away, bro. take your fucking money, go back to your Toronto penthouse, and, you know, go text teens. I don't know, man. Leave us alone. Stop showing up to professional fucking sporting events looking like a little bitch. I really do not like Drake. I think he's such a little bitch. God, I can't wait for him to go away.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Britney Spears has announced a jewelry line, which is something we've all been waiting for from Britney Spears. I've been saying it for years. Where the hell is Britney Spears' jewelry line? I see her up there twirling her knives in her underwear. I need to know where she got that necklace. It would make more sense for Britney Spears to have to sell a knife set, like an Amway knife set. That would make more sense for me. It would make more sense to see short cutoff jeans, a short cutoff jeans line from Britney Jean Spears. Britney Jeans Spears. You can call them Jean Spears. The shortest of cutoff jeans where like the pocket flap from underneath is poking out. She likes that kind of shit. I love Britney Spears so much, but you know, these are the things she needs to be selling more than a jewelry, I guess. It's called B, just the letter B, tiny. And this is the caption under her Instagram post that has almost 100,000 likes. She's a fucking boss. I love this bitch.
My first jewelry line is coming soon. Delicate, extremely different, and one-of-a-kind pieces. I'm so excited. Realizing how cool it is to be an artist that can be passionate in so many different ways. Be tiny, coming soon. Girls, you're gonna fucking love it.
That's from Britney Spears. My God. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it, Brit. Show us your jewelry. Now, there are no photos of the jewelry, I don't think. All it is a stock image photo of a pink rose and then the font Be Tiny. Now, she probably did this in Canva. I don't know if there is jewelry. I'm going to say it. Because this is giving what a lot of quote-unquote small business owners do, where they have an idea, but before doing any of the work, they just make the logo for their idea. And then once they make the logo and announce what they're working on, then that's just it. There's nothing else. There's no product. That's what it feels like. But that's okay. She's allowed to do this. And this checks out for somebody who's from Louisiana. Like Britney Spears, I need her walking barefoot to the gas station, getting a slushie, going home, lighting up a cigarette, Marlboro Red, sitting her ass down on her laptop, being like,
I'm going to start a jewelry line now.
Coming up with the name.
Be Tiny.
And then just making the logo a pink rose with just cursive. I don't know who's helping her with this. You know, I don't know how much support she has. Her family sucks ass. Are there any images of this? Oh, there is. There's jewelry. Okay. Okay. And she's also modeling the jewelry. And she's got that. She's got that. I love her. She's so country. She's got that French manicure. Country hands. Okay, so the jewelry she's modeling is one piece. It's turquoise, obviously. Britney Spears looks like she would love Myrtle Beach. Can somebody send her to Myrtle Beach? I feel like she would love Myrtle Beach. I'm looking at this jewelry and it would sell like hotcakes in Myrtle Beach. This is going to sell regardless because it's Britney and we want to support a queen. You know, we're going to support Britney. She could drop a line of dog shit in bags and we'd buy it.
Be Smelly. Everybody, hi. Buy my new line, Be Smelly. It's literally my dog Pom-Pomerani shit in a bag.
Her dog's name is Pom-Pomerani in my head. I just made, okay. These are the things that are important to me.
My dog Pom Pomeranian shit in a fucking bag, and I decided to market it all to you. Be smelly, coming soon.
Okay, so the jewelry she's got on this Instagram post, you can go look at it. I love Britney Spears, but I just want you to know, this is all out of love. I'm not roasting her because I think she deserves world. I think the world was taken from her. I think that she is literally probably what the inspiration for that Black Mirror episode with Miley Cyrus. I think that Britney Spears' life was the inspiration for that episode where Miley Cyrus is kind of just pent up and, like, you know, is just told where to go. And it is a workhorse, essentially a workhorse. So I'm not trying to be mean to Britney Spears, but she is a very funny woman. Like, she's a very funny character. And I want nothing but the best for her. I think that her best day, I think somebody should send her to, like, a water park. I think that she'd enjoy Dollywood, Gatlinburg, Tennessee. These are the places that Britney Spears would love. And I want her to go enjoy herself. I don't think she should be in LA. I don't think there's nothing for her in LA anymore. I think she needs to be living in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I think she should be walking around barefoot freely, you know, just doing whatever she wants, probably signing up for Mary Kay or some leggings company. That is definitely a pyramid scheme, but she needs to do it. I want the best for her. I want to see her at Myrtle Beach topless. Not me. I don't want to see her topless, but she'll be topless. She's got to get a full tan. It's got to be even. Her jewelry line is, you know, it's a bracelet that connects to your middle finger as a ring. So it's kind of like that chain vibe. It's turquoise, you know, maybe a teal. I'm not great on colors. I'm not running a jewelry line here. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. I hope she made it herself. I can't imagine there's more than this one piece. Maybe it's got to be made to order. You know, she's just got her own TikTok shop. I love that Britney Spears is starting jewelry the same way some lady named Candace in Michigan is doing on TikTok. You know, it's very organic and very unhinged, and there's no real plan, but, you know, she made one piece and she's showing it off. And it's time to take it to TikTok shop, made to order. Every piece is custom. She doesn't even have the materials for it. She made this one. And she said, that's good. I should start a jewelry line. But it's Britney Spears. It's not Candace. It's Britney Spears. So it's a little bit different. But it's coming soon, she says. It's coming soon. I like her description for this. Delicate, extremely different, and one of a kind. So just right off the bat, Brittany, if I were to edit that, I would say extremely different. I would say the phrase is extremely different and one of a kind. Kind of redundant. I mean, I think we can, if I'm going to punch up your sales pitch here, delicate, one of a kind pieces, I would just say. When you say delicate, extremely different, and one of a kind, it's like, girl, we get it. Also, you got to put some punctuation in your captions. Also, stop putting spaces between the word and your exclamation points, because now you're getting into Boomerville, and boomers do that. Boomers will either leave two spaces after a word and then put four exclamation points, or they'll just put dot, 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 dot after every single sentence, so it sounds ominous. My mom will just text me, I love you, dot, 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 dot. And I'm just waiting there like, but? Are you breaking up with me? What do you mean? Is there a but to this? What do you mean? I'm excited for Britney. I think that she could really take B Tiny into other product lines. You know? I mean, you could get the girls all on their antidepressants, Britney, if you just come out with B Medicated.
Hey, everyone, be medicated like me.
I mean, I know that she's probably not medicated anymore because she was so overly medicated and against her will medicated. But maybe Britney should be medicated a little. Just a little, whatever she needs. I'm not really sure. I don't know the lady. I can just tell when somebody maybe should be a little medicated. I'm not making fun of her. I do want what's best for Britney. I do think that includes brain pills, you know? It's just a fact. Most of Americans need brain pills. It's not just Britney Spears, but Britney Spears has been completely fucking traumatized. Let's not forget that. You don't usually have a great mental health status after you've been completely fucking traumatized since the age of like 12. So I don't think it's wrong for me to say that she should be medicated. I hope the best for her. I will probably be trying to check up on this jewelry line. Be Tiny. Everyone check it out. She's gonna be a massive, she'll sell them out if she puts them on sale. She says it's coming soon. We'll see. We'll keep an eye out on that jewelry line. Next week, it'll be, you know. She reminds me of Sonia from Real Housewives of New York City when Sonia came out with that toaster oven. Like, Sonia did a photo shoot for the toaster oven. She did the product. She did, like, all the product, like, the box. She did the design for the box, but there was no toaster oven. This is what it's giving, Brittany. It's giving Sonia Morgan, two queens who don't know how to really make a product go and work. But Britney Spears' jewelry line is very much Sonia Morgan's toaster oven. If anybody gets this reference, you're going to enjoy that. If you don't, get up on Real Housewives of New York City, old school. I heard the new season sucks, but old Roni was fucking classic. What else I want to talk before Addery? Jason Kelsey, this may be old news to you because you're living in the future. What's going on over there? What's happened with the election? You can just yell at me. Maybe I can hear it. No, I'm not. I don't hear anything. You didn't even yell that loud. Jesus. Jason Kelsey smashed a Penn State student's phone, rightfully so. The Penn State student was walking around following him with his phone and said, basically called his brother Travis a faggot for dating Taylor Swift, which really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. You're calling a man a faggot for dating one of the most popular musicians of our time, a female? Okay. What would make him less of a faggot? If he kissed you, sir? You know, I feel like that college student was like, if Travis Kelsey would only kiss me, he wouldn't be a faggot. I don't know. It seems a bit jealous. It's giving jealousy. It's giving that Penn State student's jealous of Taylor Swift getting to suck that Travis Kelsey cock, you know? But anyways, he proceeded to call Travis Kelsey a faggot, refer to Travis Kelsey as a faggot, to Jason Kelsey. Only a 300, what? I don't even know how much he weighs. 300? 350? Maybe more? Let's just conservatively say a 350-pound, 6'2" center, former center in the NFL for more than a decade. You want to call his brother a faggot to his face and expect nothing to happen? The only thing that happened was Jason Kelsey smashed the phone, his phone on the ground, rightfully so, and then said, "Who's the faggot now?" And it's like, yeah, buddy, hell yeah, brother. See, I like Jason Kelsey, but I always remember that, you know, athletes, their heads are full of rocks. You can't like them too much. But I love Jason Kelsey for that. That was great. And that kid is, you know, he's dumb. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. To just call someone a faggot that's dating the most popular musician of our time. Okay. But by the way, when is the Eras Tour done? Taylor Swift, give it a break. The Eras Tour, if it keeps going, it will have seen two sitting presidents in the United States. That's too long. It's too long, Taylor. The Eras Tour has been through two United States presidents almost. If she takes this into 2025, it will have been through two United States presidents. No, that's not okay. Taylor, when is this Eras Tour done? How many more tears can these white women shed? Oh my God, the friendship bracelet industry will not recover from this Eras Tour, Taylor. I don't know. I feel like she's been doing it for decades. It feels like, what's it really been, a year and a half? That's so long to do. I mean, it was a global tour. She already like released the concert of it on video. What else do you need to do? Just stay at home and save your money and watch it on your big screen. It can't be. Anytime I think about like, oh, what would it be like to go see the Eras Tour? I just think about how miserable it must be to leave. That's all I think about now. I'm such a curmudgeon. I'm like, yeah, but think of the crowd when you try to leave that show. Even if you try to leave a little early, it doesn't matter. The traffic you're going to be sitting in. Oh, trying to get an Uber out of that stadium. Oh, forget it. That's why I don't go to big shows. I don't even want to go see football live. I don't care. Because I'm like, that's going to be a pain. It's a pain. I'd rather sit in my underwear on my couch and watch the, you know, game. I don't want to have to go sit somewhere. And the TV breaks and I'm sitting there for 4 hours like a jerk. I can't do it. But when is the Eras Tour? It's time to hang it up. I want her to release music like Folklore and Evermore. I'm so sick of this. Like, can we stop trying to be pop queens? You're like almost 40, Taylor. Do some Folklore, Evermore. When that shit came out, that's when I became a fan of Taylor Swift. And now I'm just like, oh God, are we back at this tortured poets department shit? I don't know. I want folklore Taylor. I want, you know, God, her heart needs to break. I like her and Travis, but her heart has to break. Her heart's got to break like that kid's phone did, you know? Jason, where you at? All right, shout out to Lucy Brown, our OG sponsor, baby. We're getting into the ad read a little bit late. My God, we were rambling up top, huh? A lot has happened. Tamron Hall had an abortion. Quincy Jones had an abortion of life. Okay. Lucy Brown, baby, we love you so much. You can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown without ever leaving the comfort of your home. It's like me watching football, except with coffee. I love the Lucy Brown coffee subscription so much. We love Lucy Brown so much. And we will be doing that meet and greet in Lexington, Kentucky. I talked about it last episode and Sarah confirmed it. She texted me and said, sounds like a great idea. So on December 28th, if you are in the area of Lexington, Kentucky, at 2 p.m., I will be at Lucy Brown Coffee Bar in downtown Lexington. And we'll be doing a free meet and greet. You can come by, get some coffee, take some pictures, punch me in the face, whatever you want to do. Gift me your Be Tiny bracelet from the new Britney Spears jewelry line, whatever you want to do. We'll be doing that meet and greet, so that's exciting. It is my favorite coffee shop. I got to go get some coffee this past weekend from there. I love them so much. Their coffee subscriptions are amazing, too, and you should get included with these, baby. Get those coffee subscriptions. You know, they send you every month, Lucy Brown ships you new coffee, a bag of new coffee, whether you like it whole bean or ground up. I like it whole bean. Keeps it fresh, baby, fresh and fierce. And they send you a new bag every single month, just starting at the low cost of $20 a month. That's nothing for coffee. Now, my bag of coffee lasts me almost the whole month. You know, I make it every other day. I make some coffee every other day, every day. I don't know. You know, sometimes I go out and get some coffee, but my bag almost lasts me all month, and it is such a treat, and it is the preference you prefer. It's the coffee you prefer. Do you like light roast, dark roast, medium roast? I like a dark roast, so every month I get a dark roast coffee, whole beans sent straight to my door. I don't have to do any work. Coffee is at my door. I love it. Get the Lucy Brown coffee subscription. It is absolutely a lifesaver and a way for you to be introduced to delicious coffee that you can make at home that you probably would not have known about without the help of Lucy Brown. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website and get coffee beans sent right to your door, starting at just $20 a month. That's a steal. Visit lucybrowncoffee.com, that's L-U-S-S-I, browncoffee.com, and follow the coffee subscription button to get signed up today. And if you use the code HeatherShawIsKidding, you'll get 10% off of your first order. We love you so much, Lucy Brown. Thank you for being the OG sponsor of this show since day one, motherfucker. All right, let's get into some fast news here. These are just some quick things to go over. Maybe you've already heard of them. See, this is why I don't like recording an episode on Monday, because I just want to record right up until the last minute of when this episode is released, because I like to keep it fresh. And it's this episode, you can let me know, you can leave a review or comment on YouTube. It just feels like I'm so behind. Quincy Jones died. That was days ago, Heather. We don't give a fuck. Jason Kelsey smashed that phone this last weekend. We don't care. The election just happened. What happened? Who's president, guys? Is anybody going to tell me? Nobody has told me a goddamn thing. I hate living on Monday. James Vanderbeek has cancer. That's fucking shitty. I mean, you know, it's awful. I love James Vanderbeek, and not because of Dawson's Creek. But that rhymed, and I love that. James Vanderbeek. I love his name. I love who he is. He has been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. It's fucking devastating. But hopefully, he'll be okay. It's hard to really tell. He has been battling colorectal cancer. That's colon and rectal cancer kind of combined. I don't know. I don't really know my cancers that well. The 47-year-old, best known from Dawson's Creek. Now, I gotta say, the Dawson's Creek thing, fine. That's his breakout role. But dude, I gotta say, James Vanderbeek in two things. Number one, James Vanderbeek in Rules of Attraction. Unbelievable. If you've not seen The Rules of Attraction, you need to go see The Rules of Attraction. An absolute masterclass. A fun, dark, traumatizing movie. Set in the 90s, made in the 90s. I think it was a book adapted from a book by Bret Easton Ellis of, God, American Psycho. James Vanderbeek, his character in the movie is actually the brother of Patrick Bateman, played by what's that fucking guy's name? God, I don't even remember his name. I'm turning into my mom. Oh, that actor. He's got Christian Bale. The actor. He's got two eyes. What's his name, Heather? That's what my mom always asks me. When she's talking about actors, she'll be like, oh, who's that guy that played in that movie? The movie had, an actress in it next to him. And the movie poster was them and they were posing. Oh, what's his name, Heather? He's got two eyes, okay? They're either brown, blue, or hazel. I don't remember. But, God, his name starts with a letter. God, it's just that for 15 minutes. And I'm like, Mom, I don't know. I'm just like Tom Cruise. I don't know, man. Denzel Washington? No, okay, I don't. Is he white or black, Mom? I don't even know. I don't notice color, Heather. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's a pain. But Patrick Bateman, he plays his character in the movie Rules of Attraction. James Vanderbeek is the brother of Patrick Bateman, played by Christian Bale in American Psycho. So it's kind of that connection, but it has nothing really to do with American Psycho. It's a very good movie. If you've never seen it, go see it. It's amazing. Rules of Attraction. That's the number one reason I love James Vanderbeek. The other reason is he was very good in this short-lived show called Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23. It starred Kristen Ritter, and James Vanderbeek played himself. As kind of this washed up actor who took himself a little seriously and like, you know, but he made fun of himself. And that's when I was like, oh, this guy's cool. James Vanderbeek's cool. Cause he can make fun of himself and laugh at himself. And, he's just a very cool guy. I like James Vanderbeek a lot. I never saw an episode of Dawson's Creek. I'm not a faggot. I just wasn't my thing as a kid, to be honest. I was a little too young for Dawson's Creek, or, you know, I was a little fixated on Saved by the Bell. I didn't have time for The Creek. I wasn't watching Seventh Heaven or Dawson's Creek. You know what I mean? I was watching old clips of Johnny Carson and trying to figure out who my mom is talking about when she references an actor. It took hours. All right, the 47-year-old actor, best known for Dawson's Creek, was recently diagnosed with a disease, telling people he's receiving treatment to resolve it. That's great. He said there's reason to be optimistic. He doesn't really clarify what that means, but he adds he's feeling good. Colorectal cancer begins in the colon or rectum, which makes up one's large intestine. It's unclear exactly how long Vanderbeek has been battling the disease, but he's doing his part to help people like him afflicted with it. He's set to appear in The Real Full Monty, a two-hour special where he and other big stars will strip down to raise awareness about cancer. I think we could skip that. I think we can skip the whole celebrity striptease to raise awareness about cancer. Here's the thing. We know about cancer. Okay. We know that everyone in our life, we've known somebody in our life, or we've known so many people with cancer. We don't need you to take your clothes off to bring awareness about cancer. The only person I want involved in that is Gypsy Rose. If there is no Gypsy, I'm walking. If I don't see Gypsy Rose doing a striptease to raise awareness about cancer, I am shutting my TV off. I need her to go out there. Did you know 50% of colorectal cancer, if spotted early, can be treated? That's her just dancing and giving you facts about cancer. I don't know. This has just popped into my head. Oh, Vanderbeek will bear it all in the show, co-starring Anthony Anderson, Taye Diggs, Tyler Posey, Dancing with the Stars jug Bruno Tonioli, and Kansas City Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones. So they're really getting the bottom of the barrel here for people that are doing stripteases. It's everybody that we would have cared about in 1999 doing a striptease. A judge on Dancing with the Stars. We're good. Can I say something bold yet brave? I would rather be diagnosed with cancer than to watch this show. Sorry, James Vanderbeek. I love you, but I'd rather be diagnosed with cancer than to watch the Dancing with the Stars judge, Bruno Tonioli, bear it all and do a striptease for cancer awareness. Okay, but we are hoping James Vanderbeek does well, gets well, gets better. He seems like a fun, nice guy. And I love him, so don't you dare take Dawson from us. If Clive Owen is still alive, then James Van B can be alive too. Chloe Grace Moretz came out as gay. I gotta say, I looked at her movies. I don't think I've ever seen a movie with Chloe Grace Moretz in it. Now, I think with Chloe, unlike James Vanderbeek and Dawson, I was too old. I think a lot of her movies were movies that were like Spy Kids or something. And I was like in my 20s. Let me see what movie she has. I don't think I've ever seen a Chloe Grace Moretz movie. Also, that's a hard name. I'm glad she got famous with that name. That seems almost impossible. Oh, she was in Neighbors too. I never saw that because, you know, Zac Efron freaks me out. Kick-Ass 2, Kick-Ass, I don't know these movies. She's been in a lot of movies. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Yeah, I mean, that came out when I was, you know, in my 20s, I think. Yeah, 2010. No, I was busy drinking. I don't know any of these movies she's been in, but she's gay. So now I'm going to see every one of them. Good for her. She's gay. She came out endorsing Kamala Harris, saying she's going to protect, saying Kamala Harris is going to protect gay women just like herself. Good for her. That's her first time she came out gay. It's very cool. Take notes, Shawn Mendes. Look how easy it is. Look how easy it is to come out as a gay-bo. All you got to do, Shawnee, is say, I'm Canadian, so I can't endorse a candidate, but if I could, it'd be Kamala Harris, because I'm a flaming faggot. That's so easy, Sean. Come on. Chloe Grace Moretz said, have you ever met a gay Chloe? Kardashian doesn't count. She's probably bi, but she doesn't count. Has anybody ever met like a full lesbian Chloe? I don't think I've ever met a, that's such a feminine name. It's like meeting a gay woman named Madison or Maddie. You're like, you're supposed to love dick. Okay. Kamala Harris will protect, she says in the caption, I believe in the need for legal protections that protect the LGBTQ plus Disney plus IA community as a gay woman. Boom. Just like that. We need protections in this country and to have access to the care we need and deserve. So are you voting early? Girl, I did. And also the election's over. Where have you been, girl? It's Wednesday. What has happened? Has anybody going to tell me what has happened? Is Kamala okay? Did Trump become president? Is Trump president? Oh my God. Good for Chloe. She's gay. She's here to stay. Moretz played a gay woman in The Miseducation of Cameron Post. That's a hard... Is that a movie? That's a movie about a conversion care... Oh, it's a movie about a conversion therapy camp during the early 90s. Dude, sign me up for that. I don't like the title because nothing can start with The Miseducation of after Lauryn Hill's amazing album. You can't... I mean, that seems like... That's crazy. You can't have a movie called The Miseducation of someone... You know, it's... The only miseducation of is Lauryn Hill. Anything else is bullshit. You can't take that title. But I might check out that show. You know what fucked me up when I was thinking about this? What was I watching that had... it was like a 90... Oh, I was watching... I think I was watching Donnie Darko. And it, you know, it's set in the 80s. I didn't realize that. But I'm thinking now, like, this movie that Chloe Moretz is in, it's set in the early 1990s, which I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, my childhood... But I'm realizing that when I was a kid and movies were set in the early 70s or like in the 70s, that was the same vibe. Like people that are watching a movie that was set in the 90s, it's like me as a kid watching a movie that was set in the 70s. And that always felt so old to me to be like, wow, I'm watching a movie set in the 70s. That's crazy. And now people are watching movies set in the 90s as like a throwback. Ooh, that's weird. God, I'm old. I love the 90s though. I don't care. It's the best. It was the best decade. The best time to grow up. I'll die on that hill. That Lauryn Hill. Okay. Margot Robbie had a baby boy, which is great. You know, I don't really care. I mean, it's really cool that, you know, that kid, that boy, his mom is literally Barbie. I mean, that's pretty cool. I hope he never watches Wolf on the Wall Street, though, or The Wolf of Wall Street. That's a rough one to see your mom in, just spreading lips for Leo DiCaprio. Yeesh. I did see a couple movies here. I want to talk about Long Legs. I finally saw Long Legs. And once again, a straight actor is playing the role of a trans woman. That was my thought going into Long Legs, but it turns out Long Legs is supposed to be a man the whole time. What the fuck are we doing? Can I be so honest? Nicolas Cage as Long Legs looks exactly like Vicky from The Real Housewives of OC. I don't know if anybody's going to get this reference, but she looks Long Legs. It's a guy. I keep forgetting that. It's not a trans woman. It's a guy. Longlegs looks just like Vicky from the OG Real Housewives of the OC. I mean, it is weird. It was creepy. I liked the movie. It was fine. It was very like Silence of the Lambs-esque. It takes me out of it a little when there's like satanic shit and like, you know, woo-woo shit, like spirits. And I want to see something that could really happen. You know, that's why Titanic's so scary, because it happened. But this was like, all right, it was fine. I wasn't scared. It was weird. I've seen so many clips of Nicolas Cage singing as Longlegs that it wasn't scary to me. It was just fine. I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't watch it again, but it wasn't like awful. It was fine. What I do want to talk about is a show that is so fucking amazing. I started watching it. The Penguin. Dude, you got to start watching The Penguin. If you don't have HBO, I'm sorry. I'll give you my login. Just DM me. That's a joke. But The Penguin is on HBO. If you have HBO, please start watching the show. It is so fucking good. I am not a Batman. I don't watch any superhero shit. I don't care. This is not Marvel. This is not DC. This is not anything superhero. You don't see Batman, but it is a reference to, there's a lot of reference to Gotham City and Arkham City. And that's as much superhero shit as it gets. All the superhero shit is the Gotham City, Arkham, The Penguin, but it is so real. It is like The Sopranos for Marvel or DC. I don't really know the difference. I'm not a nerd. It is The Sopranos in the Batman universe. It is so fucking good. It's realistic. Colin Farrell is amazing in it. He just disappears into this role. You will be astonished. Christina Milioti, I think her name is. Christina Milioti. I hope I'm getting that right. She is amazing in it. She was also... Kristen Milioti, sorry. She was also in Wolf of Wall Street as Jordan Belzer's first wife. But she is so fucking good in this. It is an amazing, amazing, amazing show. It's currently running. It comes out every Sunday. So I think there have been 7 out of 8 episodes have been released. So it will be wrapping up its series finale. Or season finale. I don't really know if it's supposed to keep going. I couldn't really figure that out, but I don't care. It is amazing. You need to watch The Penguin. If you love The Sopranos, you're going to love this. It's dark, but it's also funny. It's got a dark comedy vibe, but there's also a lot of violence and drugs and sex, and it's just great. HBO is always doing the best kind of shit, and I love that. So check out The Penguin for sure. And check out my live shows. I'm always on the road. Come to a live show. Tell people about the live shows. I want to get these shows sold out. I want to see everybody there. We have some fun times at the shows. I will be in Naples tomorrow. Tomorrow and Friday, right? I'm asking you like you booked it. I'll be in Naples Thursday and Friday at Off the Hook Comedy. Please come to those shows if you're in Naples. What else do you have to do? I'll be in Tacoma, Washington, December 1st. That's a Sunday. Please come to that show if you're out there. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, December 4th. That's a Wednesday. Come on out. I'll be in Pittsburgh and Pottstown and Lexington, Kentucky, all in December. Later on in December. And then I'll be in Tampa, Orlando, Syracuse, Westchester, PA, Spokane, Washington, Seattle, Washington, Rochester, New York, Tyler, Texas, Dayton, Kentucky, Fort Worth, Texas, Houston, Texas, and more, all in 2025. Those show tickets are up now at heathershawcomedy.com. Don't forget to rate and review this podcast. Please let me know how you feel. Even if you just want to say, I'm gay. I'm as gay as Chloe Grace Moretz. You can just leave a review that says, I'm so gay, just call me Chloe. I'll understand what you mean. Join the Patreon if you want an extra episode of this podcast every single week coming live at you. It is no video, audio only, and it's more personal. And I say more brazen things on the Patreon, because if I'm going to say that shit, you're going to pay up. $3 a month will get you a membership into the Patreon. That's not that much. All right, the Patreon's at patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. Until next week, when I can really talk about what happened with this election, I'll see you then, I'll see you there, and stay gay forever. See ya!
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.